This article will be studied during the week of April 20th through 26th. Keep working toward baptism. Theme text: Now is the especially acceptable time. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Song 49: Making Jehovah's Heart Glad. Focus: Now is the time to build a close friendship with Jehovah and get baptized.
Paragraph 1, Question A. What are some of the benefits we gain from getting baptized? Question B. What will we consider in this article?
Have you dedicated yourself to Jehovah and symbolized that dedication by water baptism? If so, you have requested a clean conscience from God. In doing so, you have set a fine example for both young ones and new ones associating with your congregation. So you have made an excellent decision. What though if you are not baptized yet? No doubt you love Jehovah and want to do His will. You know that baptism is vital in order for you to have your sins forgiven and to gain Jehovah's approval. But you may still hold back. What can help? In this article, we will consider 1. Why some hold back from getting baptized. 2. Why it is wise to keep the end close in mind. And 3. How you will benefit from working toward baptism without delay. Why some hold back?
Paragraph 2, Question: Why do some hold back from getting baptized?
Some hold back from getting baptized out of fear. For example, although they want to serve Jehovah, they are afraid that they will never be good enough to please Him. If you feel this way, review Bible verses that can convince you that Jehovah does not expect perfection and that He is pleased with your worship when you give Him your best. If you fear opposition, ask Jehovah to give you the same confidence expressed by the psalmist who wrote, "Jehovah is on my side. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Psalm 118, 6.
Paragraph 3, Question: What thinking might prevent some from getting baptized?
Some who love Jehovah put off getting baptized because they think that they lack sufficient knowledge. But how much do you really need to know? Consider a scriptural example. After an earthquake shook the prison where the Apostle Paul and Silas were being held, they witnessed to the jailer and his household. The man and his family likely understood that a miracle had taken place. Additionally, they learned a great deal that night. As a result, they were moved to get baptized without delay. Acts 16:25-33. If you know Jehovah, love Him with your whole heart, have gained a basic knowledge of Bible teachings, have repented of your sins, and are determined to keep living by His standards, you are ready for baptism.
The cover picture for paragraph 3 shows Paul and Silas witnessing to the jailer and his family at night. They all listen attentively. The cover picture description and caption read, "Paul and Silas witnessed to the jailer and his family, which led to them getting baptized without delay." Paragraph 4, Question: What do some focus on that causes them to hold back from getting baptized?
Some who want to please God focus on the cost of doing so. Of course, it is wise to consider the cost of any decision. Some, though, worry about the sacrifices they will have to make in order to serve God. Candace, who was raised around the truth, felt that way when she was offered a Bible study as an adult. She says, "I knew what I should be doing for Jehovah, but part of me held back because I enjoyed what I was doing in the world. I knew that it would be hard to give up those things." Others are concerned about the high standard of conduct for those who get baptized. They worry that after baptism they will commit a serious sin and be removed from the congregation. If such concerns are holding you back, What can you do?
The picture for paragraph 4 shows a sister conducting the Bible study with a woman. While the sister is speaking, the woman visualizes herself drinking alcohol and dancing at a nightclub with her friends. The picture caption reads, "Some who want to please God worry about the sacrifices they will have to make in order to serve God." Paragraph 5 question, "What should we focus on when we consider whether to get baptized?"
When we want to buy something, we look at not only the cost, but also the value. If the value of the item is far greater than the cost, we will likely buy it right away. Likewise, when we consider whether to get baptized, we should focus not solely on the cost of the changes we must make, but on the great value of a good relationship with Jehovah. Jesus used 2 illustrations to teach this point.
Matthew 13:44-46 reads,
"The kingdom of the heavens is like a treasure hidden in the field that a man found and hid. And because of his joy, he goes and sells everything he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of the heavens is like a traveling merchant seeking fine pearls. Upon finding one pearl of high value, he went away and promptly sold all the things he had and bought it."
In each illustration, a man gladly sold all his possessions so that he could buy the valuable item he had found. You too have found something of great value, the truth about the kingdom. If you wonder whether living in harmony with the truth is worth the effort, think carefully about Jesus' illustrations. You might ask yourself, "Am I truly convinced of the value of what I have found? Do I treasure my relationship with Jehovah, the hope He has given me, and the loving brotherhood?" Depending on your answers, you can focus on building your appreciation for the truth or identifying what holds you back from acting on what you know.
Paragraph 6 question, "How can we develop a good heart condition?"
In his illustration of the sower, Jesus described heart conditions that could prevent a person from making spiritual progress. Yet Jesus also showed that some would hear with a fine and good heart and respond to the kingdom message. Luke 8:5-15. If you are concerned that your heart is divided, do not give up. With God's help, you can acquire a new heart, one that will respond to His guidance. Ask Jehovah in prayer to help you soften your heart so that kingdom truth can flourish. Ezekiel 18:31.
Paragraphs 7 and 8 question, "Why do some young people fail to progress to baptism?"
Some young people who love Jehovah fail to progress to baptism because of the influence of others. For example, some school counselors might advise students to keep an open mind about moral standards, even those that violate God's standards. But such advice can lead to disaster. You can avoid this danger by following the example of the psalmist who told Jehovah, "I have more insight than all my teachers, because I ponder over your reminders." Psalm 119:99. Reports indicate that some witness parents hold their children back from baptism. The parents focus excessively on their children's education and career, or the parents simply fail to help their children set spiritual goals. What if you feel that your parents could be more supportive of your spiritual progress? Why not discuss the matter with them? Be assured that your age does not need to prevent you from building a close friendship with Jehovah.
The picture for paragraph 8 shows a teenage boy referring to lesson 23 of the Enjoy Life Forever book while he talks with his parents. The picture caption reads, "Why not discuss the matter of baptism with your parents?" Paragraph 9 question, "Why might some delay getting baptized?"
Some who qualify to get baptized might delay taking this step because of peer pressure, perhaps even waiting for a particular person to take the same step. For instance, they might hope one day to get baptized on the same day as a friend or a loved one. Of course, you can get baptized at the same time as others you care about. Really, though, should such factors hold you back now? Remember, your dedication to God is a personal promise. Your baptism should not depend on what someone else does. Why keep the end close in mind?
Paragraph 10, question: Why might some delay making spiritual progress?
In addition to the reasons mentioned above, some might delay making spiritual progress because they reason that there is plenty of time before the end. But is that reasoning sound? Jesus warned his disciples, "Keep ready, because at an hour that you do not think likely, the Son of Man is coming." Luke 12:40.
Paragraph 11, question: According to Psalm 119:60, how do we feel about Jehovah's commands as we come to know Him?
Our dedication to Jehovah must be motivated by love. The more we come to know our loving God, the more we are moved to love His commands and to follow them as soon as they are brought to our attention.
Psalm 119:60 reads,
"I hurry and do not delay to keep your commandments."
The disciple James highlighted another vital reason to obey Jehovah's commands promptly. None of us knows what tomorrow will bring. We may not even have one more day to do what is right, so we should act now on what we know. James 4:13 through 17.
Paragraph 12, question: What can we learn from Jesus' illustration of the vineyard?
What about Jesus' illustration of the vineyard? Did he not teach that some would work just 1 hour and still receive the same wages as those who worked all day? That is true. However, note the reason that the 1 hour workers gave for not starting sooner. They said, "Because nobody has hired us." Those workers had not tried to get out of working all day. They simply had not been hired. As soon as they were called, they joined the workforce. Matthew 20:1 through 16. Today, Jesus has called us to be His disciples and join in the kingdom work. We should respond to His call as soon as we hear it.
Paragraph 13, question: What can we learn from the wife of Lot?
Any who delay taking steps toward spiritual progress might discover that making last-minute changes to please God is too difficult. Jesus knew this and warned His disciples, "Remember the wife of Lot." Luke 17:31 through 35. She was well aware that God's judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah was imminent. Yet, it seems that she still could not break her attachment to the things she left behind. Her experience also reminds us that the door of salvation will not remain open indefinitely. At God's due time, that door will be closed and permanently locked.
Paragraph 14, question: How should Bible prophecies about the end affect you?
With each passing day, world events fulfill Bible prophecies about the end of this system. Even if you are not yet directly affected by some of those events, seeing what is happening in one place after another should increase your sense of urgency to progress to baptism. Consider a first-century example. The Apostle Peter urged Christians to be vigilant or alert because the end of all things had drawn close. 1 Peter 4:7 and footnote. The end was evidently that of the Jewish system of things. Those whom Peter wrote to lived far away from Jerusalem, so they would not be directly affected by the destruction of that city. However, once they saw the fulfillment of that prophecy, their confidence in all of Jehovah's other promises would be strengthened. Similarly, As you see prophecies related to the coming end being fulfilled, you will be moved to be vigilant by advancing toward the goal of baptism.
Paragraph 15, question. How should we view the timing of Jehovah's Day?
In his second inspired letter, Peter explained how we should view the timing of Jehovah's coming day of judgment. For Christians living in the first century, that day was still in the far distant future. Yet, Peter told them to keep close in mind or eagerly desire that day.
2 Peter 3, 10-13 and footnote reads,
But Jehovah's day will come as a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, but the elements, being intensely hot, will be dissolved, and earth and the works in it will be exposed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, consider what sort of people you ought to be in holy acts of conduct and deeds of godly devotion, as you await and keep close in mind,
or eagerly desire,
the presence of the day of Jehovah, through which the heavens will be destroyed in flames, and the elements will melt in the intense heat. But there are new heavens and a new earth that we are awaiting according to his promise, and in these righteousness is to dwell.
We can keep that day close in mind by being ready and eager for it to come. We show our eagerness by performing holy acts of conduct and deeds of godly devotion. Think of how it would please Jehovah to see you performing deeds of godly devotion. He would surely be delighted to see you dedicate yourself to him and get baptized. The benefits of acting now.
Paragraph 16, question. When is the best time to progress to baptism?
The best time to progress toward baptism is right now.
2 Corinthians 6:1 and 2 reads,
Working together with him, we also urge you not to accept the undeserved kindness of God and miss its purpose. For he says, In an acceptable time I heard you, and in a day of salvation I helped you. Look, now is the especially acceptable time. Look, now is the day of salvation.
The Ethiopian eunuch whom Philip met recognized the need for urgent action. Once he understood the good news and had the opportunity to get baptized, he did not think to himself, I would like to learn more about the good news first. There will be another body of water farther along the road. Instead, he asked Philip, What prevents me from getting baptized? Acts 8, 26 and 27, and verses 35 through 39. What a fine example! After the eunuch got baptized, he went on his way rejoicing.
The picture collage for paragraph 16 shows the Ethiopian eunuch stepping into a body of water as Philip invites him to get baptized. The Bible student and the sister from the previous image joyfully speak with two elders at the Kingdom Hall. The picture description reads, Just as the Ethiopian eunuch told Philip that he wanted to get baptized, a Bible student approaches the elders to express her desire to get baptized. The picture caption reads, Learn a valuable lesson from the Ethiopian eunuch. The best time to progress to baptism is right now. Paragraph 17, question. Of what can we be assured?
If you are holding back from getting baptized, be assured that Jehovah is ready to lead you into a good relationship with him. He can help you overcome any fears, concerns, or outside influences that might be limiting your progress. Once you gain a good conscience with God through your baptism, you will likely find that the things behind no longer matter to you. Philippians 3, 8 and 13. You can then look forward to the things ahead, that is, the fulfillment of Jehovah's promises to those who dedicate themselves to him and get baptized. How would you answer? Why might some hold back from getting baptized? Why would it be unwise to delay getting baptized? When is the best time to progress to baptism? Song 38, He Will Make You Strong. End of article.